The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and today's show is Wealth as a Lifestyle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has your day been busy so far?
Mine has.
Yeah, so take a breath. Get here. Have wealth as a lifestyle. Taking a nice, relaxed breath, boy, that's wealth.
Right.
You know, I had a cold earlier, toward the end of last year, and breathing from time to time was a little belabored, or when I did it, I tended to start hacking and coughing and... So a breath in and of itself, that's for sure is wealthy.
Look, let's talk about
my favorite subject, wealth.
Yes, wealth is when somebody hears what you have to say.
Wow. Really?
Really. Really hears your point of view without agreeing or disagreeing, just allowing you to be you. That's wealth. And so we need to talk about listening, because most of us have not been trained by life to truly listen to another person so they feel heard. We've been trained to figure out where it's going and have the right answer or the right rebuttal or know what to say next or hold on to your thoughts till that other person is done speaking so you can say what you have to say. But most of us have not been trained to drop our personal agenda and what we have to say to hear what another has to say.
Now, some of you may have more than 6 years' worth of training if you listen to our show each week. But, you know, I've recently been training myself on this online course called Lumosity.com, which is about brain games where you're increasing your attention. But it doesn't matter how much I train. First of all, it's a game. It's fun. It's to see how I'm doing right now. How am I doing when I have less sleep? How am I doing in the morning? How am I doing in the evening? Each moment, your ability to listen is different. So it's really about bringing yourself here right now.
Rather than listen whilst you're doing other things. Most of us multitask because it's the cultural norm, but it doesn't mean that it makes you more effective or productive. It means that's what most people think you should be doing. The truth of the matter is, if you listen when you're listening, it will pull you into the current moment of your life, and that's all it takes to have your life transform.
Mind you, we know that some of you download us and listen while you're commuting or listen while you're jogging, and we're happy to keep you company. So obviously, if you're driving, you should put your attention on that as well. But there is something really wonderful about giving yourself the luxury to simply do what you're doing while you're doing it, rather than rush off to 50,000 different places in your mind that aren't where you are right now. So today, this show, see if you can allow yourself the wealth of this moment right now and being here for it, not as a gateway to something else, but as simply for the luxury of being here. Because wealth really includes all those little things.
What little things?
Well, what little thing? What's something that I'll give you an example of a little thing. When you tie a fishing fly that you are excited about.
Proud of?
Proud of. And you bring it over and you place it in my hand, and I'm here to see it. That's wealth. Not only for me to experience that, but for your creative output to be seen. It's like a version of listening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a version of being heard.
Yes.
It, and for you, the creativity of making a fishing fly is wealth.
It is true.
You have a wealth of flies.
I do have a wealth.
I mean, it could be things like the sparkles of sun glinting off the snow, or a piece of your favorite chewing gum, or leaves on the trees, or
the leaves falling from the trees,
or leafless trees, or, you know, there's a thousand million permutations.
Well, here's the thing. If you're here, whatever is going really here, rather than lost in your thoughts about your preferences, then everything is a reflection of wealth. So there's a richness and a fulfilling or a fullness in your life when you are present to what's happening in your life in the current moment.
You know, those of you who followed the show may recall that last year in the spring I had shoulder surgery, and there was a period of time I was really in significant pain, and I had very little mobility of my right arm. And I recall the day that I was able to place a dish in the cupboard at eye level without having to stand on tiptoe in order to cheat enough to get my arm high enough that, and when it happened just naturally, I felt so rich. There are these little things, but you have to be here for it. Otherwise, you just include it and nothing matters. Everything matters or nothing matters.
You know, if you resist the way your life is showing up, no matter how much money you have, you're going to be upset and miserable. And look, see, if money could buy happiness, then the lotto winners out there in the universe would not be the highest percentage of people that commit suicide if money could buy happiness and well-being.
Mm.
So money can't, but wealth is a reflection of your being present to how your life is showing up in each moment.
We have a caller. Let's take her.
Oh, yeah, let's.
Tanya, you with us?
I am. Hi.
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 Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Oxford in England.
Hello.
Oxford, England. Wow, you sound so close.
It's really nice to hear you both.
Nice to hear you too. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good.
So what can we do for you, my dear?
Yeah. I have a question about staying in the moment. I was loving listening to you talk about the little things. And I'm sort of noticing particular situations that really seem to really throw me out of the moment, or I get out of the moment. Currently, I'm just starting the process of selling a flat that I own that's currently rented out in order to buy a place buy a place to live in. I currently rent a slightly bigger house with a garden to live in and lease out my small one-bedroom flat. And I've been working freelance for about 2 years now, so I'm now at a stage where I can sort of fulfill the requirements in terms of mortgage to be able to start that process.
Okay.
And I sort of entered into it as sort of an exciting thing, and to look at what's out there that I can afford, and that sort of thing. But as I've been in the process, and talking to mortgage advisors, getting valuations on my flat, I really felt myself firstly sort of going backwards, and talking to myself about things that maybe I should have done differently to be in a different position right now, have, you know, more options now, and also feeling anxious about, will I make the right decision in terms of choosing places? And I just sort of wanted, if you had any advice about, because I can see that's me going back to the past and into the future at the same time. And
yeah, well,
myself
let me slow you down for a minute. See, the problem, Tanya, is that you actually think or listen to your thoughts and believe your thoughts are true. And one of the thoughts you have is that you could have done the past differently than you did.
Yeah, that's definitely the thought.
Yeah, that's definitely the thought. Yeah. Now, can you be different than you are right now?
No.
So if you can't be different than you are in this moment, because the moment already went by, how are you going to be different than you were, say, 5 years ago?
Yeah, I can't.
Well, let's go back 5 or 10 minutes ago when you called in to this radio show. Could you have called in a moment before you did?
No.
Then talking to yourself about how you did it, when you did it, whether it was a good idea to do it, eats your life right now.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, you couldn't have done anything different than you did. Otherwise, you would have.
See, I also know that sometimes certain things are confronting. So we jump into all these conversations. This conversation about did I make the right choices and will I have enough in the future, it's not the first time you've had this conversation.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be, and will I make the right choice? Will I live in the right place? Mm-hmm. This is the kind of conversation that comes in when you're in the midst of certain things like the learning curve of if you have to fill out mortgage papers and you don't have all the information together and you're going to have to go put it together. Our mind leaps in to save us the discomfort of the unknown with this old familiar conversation.
Yeah.
And the other thing is you talk about entering into this project with excitement as being better than the conversation that you have with yourself when you're what you're calling off balance. It's just different. It's not better.
Same conversation. Your mind always has the same conversations. They're all about what you could have done differently, what you should do differently in the future. It's all about the future or the past.
And how it's going to, you know, the excitement comes from the idea that it's going to be better in the future, not just that you're ready to do this.
Right.
I mean, the garden.
Okay, so the excitement is also part of the same conversation.
What is part of the same conversation?
Did you say the excitement is part of the same conversation? Yeah.
Yeah, and
of course, we like the excitement better, but it's still part of the same conversation.
Yeah, well, the conversation is that something in the future is going to be better than what you have right now.
You're
going to
say something about the garden?
Oh, yeah. Well, you mentioned the garden. And the garden is like this idea you have of your perfect, ideal house has a garden.
Yes.
And that garden is going to save you somehow.
Okay.
It'll be your place of respite from the wicked world.
Or the ideal picture-perfect place to raise your daughter as opposed to looking and seeing.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I can see that.
This is the conundrum, the problem. People think that's the problem. People think that something in the future is going to be better than what they have in their life right now. So they disregard the magic and majesty of the moment in hopes of attaining something better down the road. But there is no down the road. You see, it's all shows up as a moment and now anyway. So, Tanya, it's about allowing yourself to enjoy being where you are, no matter what the circumstances are.
Including the process of filling out the papers, the process of looking. I mean, you will, if you look, probably see a lot of places that don't work for you. I know when we searched for our house, the first place our real estate agent took us, the people weren't there to meet us, so we weren't able to get in. We're kind of like, well, that was rude. So she's like, well, let's go on to the next house. We walked in, and we're like, oh, my God, this is it. And then it was like, how could it be that easy? And we actually even told her, look, you got to take us to places now just to settle our mind. And it was really fun to walk into different environments and see different things, and none of those were where we wanted to live. We ultimately had found the place, the first place we worked in, walked into.
So, but the thing is this, we're going to need to go to a break, but we have more to talk with you about. Can you hang on for a few moments?
Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent.
Good.
We'll come back with Tanya and with you.
In just a few moments.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
When you're hearing this, if you're hearing it live when it airs, Shia and I will be in Costa Rica. So for those of you who are joining us next week, yippee, we're looking forward to seeing you. And if you're looking for when we're back in your area next, February 10th is Monday Night Alive. We're doing a special event, Magical Relationships. And the Tuesday Night Alive, or the International Teleseminars on February 11th, will also be on Magical Relationships. So you can check our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, for details.
We're going to get you ready for Valentine's Day.
Why not? And also, you can also look on our website for the Say Yes to Your Life meetup near you. That's another great place to invest in being in the moment. You still with us, Tanya?
I am.
How you doing?
Good, good.
I was just
thinking about that I am joining you guys in Costa Rica, so I'm one of the lucky ones as well.
Yes, but look, here's the thing. When you look at what you want and go for it, you're wealthy. Rather than give yourself reasons why you can't have it. You see, most people see what they want in their lives, and then they give themselves all the reasons why they can't go for their life.
You know what?
Yeah.
We have plenty of reasons not to come to Costa Rica. We all do. We all have reasons why not to go for those things that our hearts truly desire. And it's too much time, it's too much money, it's too far away. What about the kids? What about whatever? We know people who won't even give themselves an evening off because they're afraid to figure out how to find a babysitter. It's really about looking at what you want, saying, I will have that, and then go about
And see, we're not telling people they should be irresponsible financially.
Mm-mm.
But you know, there are things that you want for yourself that don't cost much that you deny yourself because you give yourself reasons why it's not worth it to go for it, or you're not worth it, or whatever.
You know, my first transformational type
workshop
seminar. Really, I wanted that at the time. My parents were supporting me in New York. I was studying to be an actress, which is really the awesome thing. I was studying to become something. And I, for whatever reason, I really wanted to pay for this myself. And it was the impetus for me to get going and discover my capability. And interestingly enough, out of doing that course, I got three jobs. And the next week was my first work in New York City. But all three things I auditioned for, I ultimately got. And there was something about it was like I had to go for what I wanted for my truth and center myself, and then I could really produce those things that were of my heart's desire. I don't know where I found that in myself. I don't know where people find that in themselves to look and see their truth and go for it. But I admire every one of you who do, because I think it takes courage, and you're all courageous, and you're all brilliant, and you are too, Tanya.
And you mentioned, Tanya, about falling out of the moment. You don't really fall out of the moment. You get lost in your thoughts, and they take you out of the moment.
Or you resist something that you don't think is your preferences, and then immediately it's almost like
the
one of those
stops.
Yeah, it's like one of those video games where you're going ka-ching, ka-ching, you're compiling wealth. To the moment you resist something, then the wealth falls out of the bottom, and then you have to start over again.
That's so true, because when you said about the garden, we're really happy where we're living currently, where we rent, and it's sort of the somehow in the process I've become dissatisfied with it, whereas I'm not really.
But you see, other people have influenced you too, my dear. People have said, oh, when you get your own place, then life will begin.
But the other thing is sometimes we don't allow ourselves to really enjoy where we are because we're afraid we'll miss it when we go.
Or we'll get stuck there.
Yeah.
We'll get stuck there, you know, like you'll never get away.
That's right. If you're satisfied now, then you'll never have anything more is the fear in the mind. But it's not true. If you're satisfied now, that satisfaction replicates itself.
That's really cool.
Hey, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Lovely to talk to you. Yes, you too.
Excellent. Okay, we got another call.
Yeah, let's take him.
Hey, Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, guys.
Hi. Where are you?
I'm in Westbury, Long Island.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
at my auto shop.
Across the pond, are you?
Yeah, right. On this side of the pond.
Yes.
So, you know, it's been really special just sitting here listening to you guys because I didn't realize this, but when I first sat down, I was feeling pretty upset and having emotions and whatnot. And just by listening, it's so amazing. It's just by listening, I feel so much relaxed now.
That's great, man. That really is great.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it really is true, Joe. I mean, I know you're probably about to ask a question, but I want to go back to the listening thing a little bit. When you have all those emotions, you're usually in a thought loop.
You're listening to something else. You're listening to something that you're disagreeing with.
Interesting,
And in that moment, you're not wealthy at all. Everything's wrong. Life is wrong. The people who populate your life are wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true. You know, my question was very much connected to what you just said, because I feel like my life nowadays is way more enjoyable and way more wealthy in how I feel in myself after working with you guys for a number of years. And the only time that I sort of I lose that is when I'm worrying, and that's my thinking, you know?
Yeah, and so what are you worrying about?
I would say the most common part of it is that I worry if I'm doing it right, whatever I'm doing.
Oh, that's easy. I thought you were going to say finances, because most people worry about money.
That's included in the mix, I would say.
Okay, but if you're doing it right, okay, could you not be on this phone call in this moment? Too late. You're still on it.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Can you be doing your life differently than you are right now?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. So then how could you be doing your life wrong? See, we have been programmed. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's about getting into the current moment, and that's all it takes. See, all your worries are future or past-oriented.
Yes.
In this moment, there's nothing you have to worry about.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is something also, Joe, that it occurs to me will, to use, I think, somebody else's term of knock you out of the moment, where you'll lose your experience of well-being and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you compare things. You just said it. I'm so much more. I'm so much better now than I was back then. It's like you're looking at your
through a paradigm of change
and comparing how you're doing to how you were. The challenge with that is if you compare how you're doing to how you were, you will also compare to how you think you should be. It's still comparative.
And if you compare yourself to others, you'll always end up on the short end.
Uh-huh.
And then the other thing is, to your mind, of course, if you're studying something, you want to get better at it. So it's like you'll want proof that you're getting better. So let's say in one moment you get upset, that does not look like better to your mind in that moment. So you will either want to hide from yourself that you're upset, or you'll want to blame it on someone else, or in that moment you'll think, I'm no better than I was at the very beginning. And all of those things don't lead you to a sense of well-being.
See, the problem is your word is kind of law in the universe. So if you tell yourself that you are back the way you were before, you are.
Right.
There's no place to get to, Joe. This is it.
Thanks.
See, this is your life in this moment. And if you actually take a look right now, you're doing very well.
But the very well is not in comparison to how you did it a year ago.
Right.
It's just how you're doing right now.
Yeah, that's so cool. Because there's like a, for me, it's kind of like a I don't know, like a fine line or something automatic that shifts me from being aware to having been going to thoughts of comparison or something else.
Well, do you know what that fine line is? Have you brought awareness to what it is that knocks you off base, that gets you thinking you're not doing it well enough? I mean, is it a conversation, say, with a family member?
Oh, sometimes yes, yes. Well, and that's so interesting because we're about to see family tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, so you tune in, and then you have all those internal pressures of your ideas of how it should be, how you should be, how you would prefer it, you know, your pictures, the commercial or television version of what a good family looks like. I mean, even the sitcoms where there are dysfunctional, functional families, in general, they still are ones that people would be like, wow, if my family worked that well, would be in good shape. It's like we are inundated with pictures of how we should be.
Ideals that we try to live up to that aren't us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really true. I also flash on my parents sometimes too. You know, they're both dead, but I'm still comparing, you know, to how they did it.
Well, you know, that's very interesting that you say that, because that's going to forever keep you in a process of change rather than transformation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're comparing yourself to how your parents did it or will do it or would do it, whether they would approve or not,
mm-hmm.
that is not you looking and seeing what's true for you in the current moment. That's in response to how your parents were. And that robs you, basically, of any true power in your own life, because then you can only live your life either in opposition or agreement to how your parents would do it. And they had a very limited possibility, because you're in your 60s now, I believe.
Yes. That's right.
And so when they were raising a family, the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Resources.
The resources, but the possibilities that were available to them, that are available to you, did not exist. They had, in a way, life was much simpler back then.
Uh-huh.
There weren't all the alternatives that we have today. You know,
right.
I recently flew back from a trip to the Bahamas, and the co-pilot on the plane, on both planes, on the regular commercial airlines and the small puddle jumper that took me from Nassau to the island I went to, both of the co-pilots were women. There was a time when women didn't have any position like that of authority or prominence. They were either school teachers or librarians or nurses.
Or homemakers.
Pretty much that was the range or scope of possibility available. Now there's many more possibilities. So with these new possibilities comes all kinds of fears and doubts about your abilities.
Uh-huh.
Because what you didn't have to worry about once, now is a possibility.
The other thing is, yes, we get habituated to compare. We compare it to how our parents did it. We compare it to how our siblings do it or did it. And our small community, and we usually cherry pick a person to pit ourselves against in our minds. That's how people's minds work, rather than simply allowing yourself to be. Not comparatively, not comparing to how you did last year, not comparing to how you wish you would do next year, or am I doing better than my sister, brother, parent? or worse. It's about allowing yourself to simply be here. The luxury to simply be. You're not a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, one thing that is popping up for me, because we mentioned finances when we started talking, and I've been comparing my finances to my parents' finances, or the way they handled their finances.
Okay.
And I didn't see that.
This is a whole other conversation that we can have when we come back from the break.
Can you come back with us?
I certainly will. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Being Here.
You know, upcoming in New York City, March 14th through 16th, that's a Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, we're doing a course called Money, Success, and Happiness.
Wealth as a Lifestyle.
You're invited.
Come and join us.
I love this course.
And in Hamburg on April 3rd through 6th.
We have the Freedom to Breathe on Thursday the 3rd.
And then Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, we have the Simplicity course.
How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt.
Like it.
I like it too. That's what's upcoming. You are invited. You can, and also, Costa Rica 2015 is now open. It is not too soon to reserve your space.
The spaces are limited, and they go fast.
Yeah. Still with us, Joe?
I am.
Excellent.
So you were talking about how you compare how you handle money to how your parents handled money.
Do you come up on the upside or the downside, or does it vary by day?
I'd say mostly on the downside, though it's occasionally I feel like I'm living up to my expectations, which I now see is my interpretation of what they would have thought.
Yeah, you know, your expectations are this figment of your imagination. Something really happened for me personally when I realized that my expectations were just some internal pressure, and they didn't have anything to do except for to make me upset. And it's more about doing my best every day or moment by moment as opposed to having an expectation of what a good version of me would look like.
Uh-huh. That sounds great.
And you know what's really neat about that is, you know, like Sean and I talked back in the fall with our accountant about, you know, certain ideas we had about what would be really nice to be able to do in this year, one of which is it's entirely possible we could finish paying off our mortgage. We could pay the final chunk in advance. And then we started looking at the things that we wanted to do. And it was really important to us that we didn't sacrifice this year to meet this goal of accelerated mortgage payment in December. I do have a feeling that we can have it all. We're watching these giant snowflakes fall down through from our window, and they're varying sizes. There's the little teeny, teeny ones.
And there's these big honkers.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Oh, God.
It's very cool. Moment is so cool, you know.
But
everything's constantly changing.
If you get all consumed with, I gotta make this goal by next December.
Then you don't see the snowflakes.
Right.
Then it's just snowing out there.
Then there's no wealth in your life right now. There really is something about looking and telling yourself the truth. And it doesn't mean that we don't have ideas and things we'd like to produce, but we're not going to sacrifice this moment in order to get there as if there is going to be better than here.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much. I feel like, you know, that something just kind of clicked into place, that I can relax a bit more about that, because finances is one of those things that I think about and, you know, or I worry about. And, and we're both working and we're both doing well, my wife, Mara, and I, so.
So let yourself experience the win of that.
Yeah, let yourself experience that you are wealthy. You allow yourself to come to our courses. That's a wonderful gift you give yourself.
Yeah, it sure is. I love your courses. And I'll be in Costa Rica this year, and I'm going to sign up for the Money, Success, and Wealth as a Lifestyle workshop.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something.
That included happiness.
Thank you.
You know, I'll tell you something, one more hint before we go and take our next caller, Joe, and that is happiness, this experience of happiness and the experience of wealth and also being successful as a lifestyle, part of that comes from being willing to give up yourself. The more you give, the more you express. I'm not talking about tossing monies to charities, although,
mm-hmm.
you know, why not? If you have it or you have a desire for it, I'm talking about give of yourself, express yourself, bring your attention to people, listen to people so they feel heard. You will feel wealthy in return.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you. It's great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Okay.
Corrine,
are you there?
Yes. Here I am.
Hi.
How are you? I'm calling in from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this topic, and I'm also, as this phone call's going on, it's really interesting because I feel waves of just my life changing. Like, I've listened to both callers, and when I first got on the phone with you, I was like feeling just amazing, and I enjoy hearing your voices, and I loved, Ariel, when you were saying take a deep breath, because that does just feel so good and so relaxing. And then things happen that I wasn't anticipating, and I can see how when things happen that I don't anticipate and it doesn't turn out the way I want, that I lose that sense of well-being, and when with it the sense of like wealth at that moment.
Yeah, anytime you say no.
Pardon me?
When you say no to what's happening, that you don't like it, it's not your preferences.
That's when you lose your sense of well-being. That's when you end up losing the moment, if you will, or your sense of satisfaction and well-being, basically.
Now, mind you, that no can be automatic. It can happen.
It usually is.
So mega fast, but with awareness. That's what this incredible thing, awareness. It's a non-judgmental seeing of anything. So if you see your no, the seeing of it neutralizes it.
That's right, but you can't see it to neutralize it.
That's a doing. That's in the change. That's like, ooh, I don't like it. Let's change it.
Yeah.
Category.
But if you notice it without doing anything about it, and without complaining to yourself about it, or without wishing it be different, then it completes itself in the instant that you notice it.
That's really cool, because as soon as you said, that's because I said no, it did click. I noticed that was really so true. So exactly what happened, and to just relax and take in what's happening feels so much better.
Yeah. I'm looking out our window here because we have big windows in our office, and these huge snowflakes are falling from the sky.
Okay, the little ones are virtually gone. They're still here a little bit, but oh, wow.
Mostly they're huge, and it's almost like fall, like these were leaves falling from trees there. That
cool.
It's very, very
magical.
Magical.
Yeah.
And, you know, really cool. we could get lost and not even see this if we were saying no to how things were showing up.
Yeah, I can see that.
Life is satisfying if you're here for it. But if you're trying to get somewhere that you think is better than where you are, like if you're trying to make your business turn out better, then you won't allow yourself the luxury of enjoying the current moment.
Yeah. I imagine, Corinne, that there are a number of people who are listening to the show and they have a cold or the flu or they have some physical ailment. And I know last spring when I had that shoulder surgery, there was a period of time where I had pictures and preferences. My preference, obviously, was to be wholly functional, physically fit, and pain-free, and that wasn't the case. And there was a while there I had a bit of a conversation like, well, this is my lost spring, because I had the idea on any given day that in a perfect spring world, I'd be going outside, I'd be enjoying this glorious day, and what I was up for was sleeping. And what I needed was sleep, and what I needed was recovery time, and what I needed was the ice compression machine on my shoulder and some more pain meds. And what was really wonderful was when I let myself be where I was, and that really warred with the part of me, the get-ahead part of me that wanted to get better. And, of course, I wanted to get better. But that pressure to get better or get on or move on or grow does not help us get there. All it does is make us miserable.
It devalues the moment.
I see that. That's really cool that you say that, because I do travel a lot for my business, and I had a pattern of, you know, I've been working with both of you for quite a while, and I recall at one point, I was coming back from a trip. I would come back from a trip and I would get sick. And then at one point you said to me, you know, you don't have to get sick to take a break. And that was really meaningful, because just recently I was in Europe and then I went to Hong Kong. And on both return trips, I was like, oh, I'm starting to feel sick. And then I realized I don't have to get sick to stop. What I'm really telling myself is I want to take a break and just rest when I get home. Then I actually allow myself
very
to
good.
Do that.
Good for you.
You know,
I know.
The other thing is this. Mm-hmm. When you take a break, take a break.
Oh.
Really take a break. When you stop working, leave work alone. Don't go thinking about it when you're home. Otherwise, you won't get any rest.
That's very true.
Yeah, I really love what you're describing, Corrine, because people really get control of their life when they start to decode these internal repetitive thoughts like that. The, oh, I'm starting to get sick thought, which you can then make true and you can actually drive yourself to have be true, is code
right.
for, I need a break. That's very cool.
It's amazing because I was just looking at my available, you know, vacation time,
mm-hmm.
and I realized I have not taken any 6 days this whole year. So I've really been managing or taking care of myself in a much better form than I had in the past. Where
that's
I would
so
myself.
Neat.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, mine was a little reverse. When I'd come home and be very tired and jet-lagged and need a break, I would start listing all of the projects I was going to do as soon as I hopped out of the car and got into my home after being away. That became code for me. Uh-oh, it's time for a break. So each of us are different. If you get interested but not engaged in the conversation, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I love that. I, can
I like the way you said that. Interested but not engaged.
You know, you get interested, you see how it changes.
If you watch the way your internal conversation goes, but don't get engaged in it as though it's you,
ooh.
Then you start to gather a facility to look and see what your truth is in any moment rather than what the conversation is saying.
Well, you also get mastery over the impact of your environment. Because, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Corrine, that the different environments, the different countries you're in, there are different cultural expectations and norms. And if you pay attention, your thought processes change with it. And it also gives you information if you're in the presence of somebody who's not feeling well in themselves. It gives you the ability to not have to follow them down that path, but remain true to you in a way that can be supportive to the people around you as well.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, that's really of true wealth for me, the ability to be of service to other people.
Yeah, I can see that. And it does feel really good when you take care of other people and take the attention off yourself.
Right, but
the whole
you can't
experience.
Do it. Because they need taking care of. In other words, you can't do it as though...
Not to, quote, help them as
help
if you're better and they're
them.
Less.
Yes.
Huh.
You can't do it that way. It's got to be a partnership of equals.
Where, you know, when I give up people... This show is Shy and My Give Back. We get from this show every week. We...
Mm-hmm.
get a dose of transformation. We have the honor of speaking
about
to you and to people about transformation. Last year, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people listen, download the show. And it's like...
More than half a million.
Yeah.
Maybe three quarters.
I think it was like 750,000. It was in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful.
That affords people a possibility that they never knew existed before, that they don't have to work on themselves to have their lives be magical and satisfying and fulfilling.
Speaking of wealth, if this show has touched you, you can share it with your friends. You can send a link. You can share it on Facebook. You can tweet about it. You can share with people. You can go up on our Transformation Made Easy page on Facebook. You can talk about the impact it's had in your life. Share the wealth of you. It only makes you richer. You know, speaking of which, sharing the wealth, next week's show is A Hero for No Reason. I'm really excited about that show.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Corrine, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Really a treat speaking with you today.
It's a treat for me, and thank you so much. I really cherish the show. It's great.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
For sharing the snowflakes with us.
Right.
Cool.
You know, there's a great song. It's like, it's never as wealthy when you have it by yourself. When you share it with someone else, it's richer. It's really true. We'll be back next week. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.